The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it is a good morning because today, as we gather with families and friends, our neighbors throughout Suffolk County and beyond, here at St. Andrew's in Yaphank, we join with our sisters and brothers and siblings in Christ throughout the world and over time as one people in Christ. And what makes this morning especially glorious is that this is one of those times in which the Western Easter, which is us, and the Greek Orthodox Easter come together on the same day. So we are truly celebrating Easter as one people in God. We are one gathering, or as the early Christians called the church in the ancient Greek, the ecclesia. So today we gather as one people in Christ to celebrate this most glorious and holy of days in our church calendar. And on this day, we are called to especially bring it, to express our joys, to express our praise, to come at it with great enthusiasm. So, with other Christians throughout the world, we join our voices together as we say, Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Sounds so good after so many days of not hearing it. It's been a wonderful journey to get to this morning. Since last Saturday night, with our recognition of Palm Sunday, also the Passion Sunday, and various liturgies throughout the week from the diocese to our combined deanery between our church and our sister church in Mastic Beach, and last night's great Easter vigil with the deanery, we have gone through 14 different liturgies. That's why I'm going to California tonight. To me, this is the most wonderful week in the church. I love going through this journey with our Lord Jesus Christ and with each and every one of you to get to this wonderful time. Now, this past week, as we began it with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and then moving towards his death and his placement in the tomb, we come to Easter. Now, this morning, we read from Matthew's account of that first Easter morning. Now, those of you familiar with the four Gospels realize that each one tells a story from a different perspective. That's because they are written by four different people. Listening, some of it may be personal experience, some may be listening to the tradition passed down, but people are taking it from how they saw it, how they understand it, and trying to get a certain point across. But there are things that we have in common between all four Gospels. Now, one of the first is, of course, the women, especially Mary Magdalene. Now, the women come to the tomb after 3 days. Jesus was crucified before the Sabbath or the Passover and placed in the grave in a very rushed fashion. And so, as often happens, the women now are coming back a few days later to clean up the mess that the men made and try to give Jesus' broken and bloody body the respect due to their friend, their teacher, to the man they saw as the Messiah. And I'm sure that both Marys also came for this opportunity to say their last goodbyes. So while the men are in hiding from the authorities, they go out early on that first Easter morning to the tomb. And once they get there, as we hear in today's gospel, there is like an earthquake, and an angel is there, and the guards are frozen in fear. And the angel informs them that the tomb is empty, that Jesus is no longer there. And that brings us to the second thing all the Gospels have in common when it comes to Easter, and the most important part, the resurrection. So here these women are hearing from the angel that Jesus' prediction that he was going to come back, that Jesus' claim is happening, and they're going back to tell their brothers and sisters and siblings, to let them know that Christ is risen. When they meet Jesus on the road, and they are so filled with joy. Now in this telling, they throw themselves to the ground, they grab his feet, they are rejoicing, they are crying. The man who they saw die is right there. And he is standing there filled with love for them, for their fellow disciples, for all of us. The love that Jesus has for us, the love that God has for us. That love was so great, the tomb could not contain it. That love was so powerful that death had no power over it. That love so wondrous that death is no more. Jesus died to bring us back to God. But more important, Jesus came back for us. See, we always hear that part as Jesus died for us. But we have to also remember is he came back. Now here's one of the third thing that I want to cover about all the Gospels have in common is that need to go out and proclaim the news, to tell the good news of the risen Lord. And we have Mary rushing to the other disciples to let them know that Jesus Christ is indeed risen. Now, our Orthodox brothers and sisters, because of this, refer to her, to as Mary Magdalene, as the apostle to the apostles. Now, often when we think of the word apostles, we think about those 12 men that were closest to Jesus. We think of it more as a title. But the word apostle comes from a Greek word that means messenger, but not just any kind of messenger. One with authority. More like an envoy. You know, someone who has authority and power to act with that message. And Mary Magdalene goes to the other apostles, a messenger with authority, to let them know that Jesus Christ is with us. Mary, who in spite of being a woman, which in those days really made you kind of subhuman, did not hold back. Mary, who was a follower of Jesus, who was a criminal, who had every reason to lay low and fear for her life, did not shrink from her duty. Now, we, like Mary, are also called to be envoys, to be apostles, to spread the good news, to not hold back because we do not think that we have the gifts, the talent, or the authority, because you are baptized in Christ. That gives you all the authority you need. Not to shrink from our duties out of fear, whether that is a fear of persecution or ridicule, or that we might be embarrassed to talk about our faith in front of other people. We are called to share it like Mary did. And this is so important now. We are living in a time where it feels like hatred, anger, frustration, and confusion, total disrespect for human life and well-being seem to be so prevalent. And this is where we truly need to share our faith, to allow other people to know that the risen Lord is with us, that the light of the world is shining among us, that there is hope, that in spite of what is wrong in the world, in spite of the evil we may see, goodness reigns. Jesus proved to us that death has no power. So my brothers and sisters, like Mary, like her fellow apostles and disciples and those who came after them generation after generation after generation, I encourage you to go out to proclaim the good news, to allow others to know about this wonder which we have experienced, to tell others about this risen Lord who has totally changed our lives and can change not only their lives, but the world in which we live. I encourage you to go out to be apostles, to be messengers, to carry out that wonderful salutation in which we started our morning and will continue through the great 50 days of Easter. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.